All right, we're going to just jump right in here today. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. And usually I go through the phone numbers and the Twitter and all that crap, but you know them by heart. I want to jump right in because joining us now is Baylor basketball coach Scott Drew. Coach, appreciate you taking some time with us here.
Well, thanks for having me on the Blitz. As long as I'm not getting tackled, we're good.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, you'd rather be here coaching, but can't be too disappointed. Another Sweet 16. You guys had a pretty good season. Ran into a buzzsaw, obviously. Take us through your season. How you feel about it now with a little time to reflect?
I think one game never defines a season. And if you look at our body of work, started the season, not one vote in the top 25. And then first time ever in school's history, we get ranked number one. Most top 10 wins in school history. You win the Battle of Atlantis. And then you tie a regular season school record with victories. So a lot of positives. At the same time, you always want to win the last one. Unfortunately, only one team does.
Well, and it's – you know better than anybody, this tournament's so hard to get through six games. And what's it going to take? Is it going to be just a matter of finding the right group of kids or getting the right draw? What's it going to take to get Baylor to a Final Four?
Well, I think you look at it, in 2010, we're down in Houston. Great crowd, great atmosphere. We lose to Duke. They win the national championship. I thought we beat them. Maybe we win a national championship. So sometimes it comes down to we gave up a couple offensive rebounds at the free throw line. So that's how close you are. I don't know if that had anything to do with coaching or kids. It's just kind of the bounce in certain situations. You look at 2012, we lost to Kentucky, who was the best team in the country that year. And then this year, I mean, it was wide open. 2014, we lost to Wisconsin, who was right there. So I believe we're knocking on the door. But Kansas, I thought, was the best team in the country this year. The best team doesn't always win because this isn't the NBA. We don't play 4-7. So in a 40-minute game, anything can happen, and it takes a little luck.
It's funny. I've heard a lot of people say who they thought the best team this season was, and everybody feels differently. It seemed to be one of those wide-open type seasons, yes. Which sometimes that produces a team like South Carolina, who ended up knocking you guys off, knocking Duke off as well. Pretty amazing run for that team. Do you think maybe your team overlooked what they were really doing and thought that they were to the point in the tournament where – all right, we get this far. This is where the Cinderella stories start to go away.
Watching film, because once the game's over, that's what coaches do, and I think we had four air balls in the first 20 minutes, and they were good looks. And I think basketball is such a game of momentum. And South Carolina, I think they were 3-6 coming into the tournament. What have they done different? Well, they made shots starting in that second half against Duke. And when you make shots now – the other team's not getting transition baskets. Now they're going against a half-court defense, and South Carolina's defense was number two in the nation analytically. So they've always been good, but now you throw in making shots. Now you're not getting easies on them. And when you get down, it's hard to come back against a team that totally takes you out of everything that you do offensively. So I know we didn't overlook them. I think you really got to credit them. They played well, and we didn't – because of maybe the first couple shots were tough, and then – the next couple shots are harder to make. I mean, it's just like golf. I mean, a lot of people golf, and you miss two or three three-foot putts. All of a sudden, that next one, it's tough, you know? Yeah. Same thing for a quarterback. He throws four incompletions. It's hard to get that fifth one to complete.
I got a couple tough questions for you, if you don't mind. A documentary coming out this weekend about Baylor basketball. It's called Disgrace. It'll be on Showtime, about the Dave Bliss era and everything, that the murder, everything that happened there. And you suffered through some really tough years, you know, trying to get this thing righted. And I feel like you have. when it gets brought up like this again, is it a bummer for you that's coming back out?
Well, I think what we tell our players always to do is control what you can control. And you look at it, we've had, I think, 36 of our last 38 seniors have graduated. The student-athlete at CUME GPA last semester, Baylor, was a 3.23, which is outstanding. We've had so much success in all the sports across the board. And we just need to focus on the positives and what we've accomplished and not dwell necessarily in the past.
The football program and the sort of negativity that's come from that situation and Art Briles and everything, has it affected you from a recruiting standpoint? Because it's so big now, and it was like the cover up and everything was so sort of offensive to people that it was just blown to this level where it wasn't really about Baylor football. It was almost where people were just saying this is what's happening at Baylor in general. Is that negatively impacted you from a recruiting standpoint?
Actually, I saw an article in the Houston Chronicle where Baylor has the highest applications, most
oh, really?
Applications that we've had in school history. So I think with us recruiting so far, anyone that's familiar with Baylor and what Baylor's about or been to campus, they haven't asked questions. And if they did, we'd be happy to give them our answers. For people that we recruit from other states, they tend to ask more questions. But the great thing is it allows us to say, this is what the new policies and procedures of the university are, with the goals of being the safest school in the country. And those are admirable goals and something you want to be a part of.
Coach, has Matt Rhule reached out to you at all? Because obviously you had to deal with a controversy, an incredible controversy, and rebuild a program from it. He's coming in doing the same thing. Has he reached out to you for advice?
I've talked to him several times, and he came to our game in New York. And Coach Rhule's an outstanding young I say young man because I know I finally got someone younger than me. But he's somebody that very humble and wants to serve our student athletes, and that's what every great coach does. So he's asked for thoughts and opinions, but he's going to do a phenomenal job. And people that have seen his teams, they know that he's very solid X and O wise.
We've talked to a lot of Big 12 basketball coaches over the last 2 days, and all kind of said the same thing about just how tough it is to get through. And you know, you see TCU winning the NIT last night, and Oklahoma State was good. How is it that year in, year out, you guys can be competitive in that conference when it's as deep as it is?
That's what the last 3 years, it was ranked the number one conference in the country, RPI-wise. This past year is ranked second. So you look at it, that's four straight years of arguably the best basketball in the country. And it's not because of two or three teams, it's because of top to bottom. And 1 through 10, we've had the best. It's great for Big 12 fans, and I know it's a special time in the Big 12 conference for what we've been able to put out there. And TCU is a perfect example. I mean, they very easily, if they're in the NCAA tournament, maybe they're in the Sweet 16. Maybe they're in a Final Four. I mean, look how many teams that were the last four in and made the Final Four. So, again, in college basketball, there is a ton of parity, and that's what makes it so exciting.
Have you noticed in Texas in general that basketball has sort of slipped a little bit from the I think it was you guys, SMU, and was it HBU? Maybe
or TSU.
That's who it was. The only schools from Texas in the tournament, and a couple of those had to win their tournament to get into that thing. I mean, have you noticed that? Is it a trend?
I tell you, nowadays it's so many other factors. Some teams might have lost a player to an injury, and that changed their season. Other players might have had someone go pro or transfer, and if you say, well, if they would have stayed there, they're a top 25 team. So in basketball, there's so much outside influences, and what I mean by that is from the one-and-done to the transfers to the graduate transfers, then you add in injuries. I mean, it's just hard to predict. I wouldn't say basketball is down. If anything, I would say over the years we've had more talent, and just some of that talent's left the state and gone and been successful other places. And we got to do a better job keeping the talent in, because our high school coaches do a great job and our athletes are outstanding in the state.
Well, Coach, I've not had too many chances to say good things about Baylor in the last couple years, but I will say you've done a hell of a job rebuilding that thing, and I think you're doing it the right way, and I congratulate you on all the success. And thanks for taking some time with us. We'll talk to you hopefully next year at the Final
Four.
Well,
I appreciate it. One of my favorite all-time memories was in Reliant when we beat St. Mary's and had a chance to beat Duke, and to see 45,000 and most of them Baylor fans, that was special. So thank you guys for what you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. All right. I need to tell you that Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row is being brought to you by Coaches vs. Cancer. Westwood One and its partner stations around the nation are pleased to be teaming with Coaches vs. Cancer during the NCAA tournament and this Final Four weekend. Join the fight and the Coaches vs. Cancer team today by texting CVC to 41444. You can also donate at coachesversuscancer.org. Every dollar counts. Okay, we wanted to jump right in there, so I'll reset things. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, and at Degenerates975. And we are at the Final Four. So that's how things work sometimes. We just, yeah, I wanted to get him on, and, he answered the questions, which I'm sure he's had to answer 1,000 times. So as we go to break, let me tell you about one more of these because I got to keep checking them off. Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row is being brought to you by Ford Service. The people who design, engineer, and build Ford vehicles never rest, and neither do the specialists who service them. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service. We'll be right back. It is the Blitz on 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to remind you, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row is being brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union is proud to serve the military. If you're a veteran or a member of the Armed Forces, the Department of Defense, or your family is, Navy Federal Credit Union would be proud to serve you too. Federally insured by the NCUA. All right.
Thank you, Fred.
I'm checking them off here. okay, if you guys want to get in, best way to hit us up is on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, or you can text the show, 713-780-3776. And we've got a ton of guests today, and just how these shows go, they'll be a little bit differently. So what's going on today, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, Fred?
How was your evening?
It was filled with beer. Filled. And what happened was, and this happens occasionally, I was having such a good time enjoying said beer that I forgot to eat food.
Yeah.
And when I forget to eat food, it also tends to make me forget to drink water. So my diet last night was strictly beer. And, I ate lunch at 11 o'clock, and it was a late night last night. I tried hit up a few of the spots here. I hit up a couple bars, hit up a brewery, and I was feeling it this morning. I was feeling it.
Okay.
But I'm all right. I'm alive. I'm kicking. I'll be back in the game tonight.
I'm officially lame. I'm officially retired from having fun.
Okay.
I got it. I went and got a quick bite to eat after the show. Found a nice little wine and beer place. Bought some of that Anderson Valley bourbon age that I love so much. Couple of bottles. Went home. Watched TV. Drank beer. Got up early and went to the gym and went running and did stuff like that.
That's pretty lame.
It's extremely lame.
You got a new hat?
I did. I picked up a Final Four hat.
Nice.
I just figured for today, since we're here, get a nice little... a couple of people asked me to buy stuff for them while I was here. So I figured, what the hell, I'll get me a hat.
Okay.
Just have something different. So... That's it, man. I've gone from, being out all night on these trips to, just go home, watch TV, have a few beers, punch the clown.
I watched the Rockets and Blazers game on my phone at the bar.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I couldn't – they didn't have it on any – the place I went to was over by the baseball stadium and for
was
dinner.
It, Marley's?
No, I went to – I don't remember what it's called. It was right next – it's closer to the baseball stadium than the basketball stadium. And I had a burger there that was just not very good. But all they had on was Astros Cubs.
What the hell?
preseason baseball, and it's not even – well, apparently there's a huge Cubs contingent. So you hear, of course, as
everywhere. Well, and it's spring training. I'm sure there's a bunch of Cubbies people down here for that.
A lot of people are unhappy.
About what?
That we ask those questions to Scott Drew. It's
what do you mean unhappy?
You're grilling him and stuff like that. You've got to ask those questions, man. If you don't, you're not doing your job.
Dude, well, first of all, I said to you after that interview ended, I said, I'm actually surprised – that they have Scott Drew here.
Yeah.
I mean, that he's willing to come out. Because, and like I said, that documentary is dropping this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not a great time to be a coach at Baylor. But, I mean, the reality is this is like one of the few – he's one of the few success stories that Baylor has right now. You know, it's one of the few bright spots in the last several years, which have been pretty dark. I mean, I'd say that's the brightest spot is what he's done to turn that program around.
Well, and that's the thing. And if I were the football coach, I would go and sit in his office and say, "All right, what all did you have to deal with?" Because I think the scandals are both as big as we've ever seen in college sports.
Yeah,
and he had to rebuild a team from that, and he has and done a good job. So yeah, but we have to ask that kind of stuff. Come on, man. Unless you're a Baylor guy, everybody wants to hear his answer. So,
I would think Baylor guy would want to hear his answer, too.
I would think so, too. I mean, he deflected a little bit, but that's all right. That's, you know, you have to do that, I think, if you're him. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And we will not be using the HR&P listener line today. And you can use it, but you won't get
to. Because we don't want to hear you guys bitch about our interview tactics.
Oh, that's natural, man. It's a Friday. Everybody's... You know, they're rushing home, and you know, some people are just tired of hearing that. But we have a lot more interviews today, especially in the 6 o'clock hour. So it's going to be a different kind of show. But we will also have RJ at 5:30, so we'll get our gamble on. And well, the rest of the show, we will try to mix in the fun and frivolity that we always do.
We'll do our best.
I have to say I'm really disappointed that I have to leave tonight, because this is when – people start getting in today, the fans more than anything.
Yeah.
That's so I can go through and rank the final four teams based on women. And so I walked all over downtown today before I had to get here pretty early, but I walked all over downtown and did some rankings, but it'll be much better after about 5-6 o'clock today when everybody gets in.
Right.
We know North Carolina's strong.
Probably strong.
South Carolina, I think, is mostly it was old people here so far, so haven't had a chance to really judge them.
Based on where they are in the country,
I would say they're 1 and 1A.
They're going to be in the lead. I'm going to throw out that Spokane, like Gonzaga's probably bottoming out on this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I've seen a lot of old people from Gonzaga here too.
I feel like the Oregon Gonzaga crowd is going to be more the hairy armpit crowd.
Yeah,
type of chicks.
Nose rings.
Yeah, tattoos on their hands and necks.
Yeah.
Maybe those really big earrings that like the gauge earrings that like stretch their ear out.
Occasional goth.
Maybe some of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's mostly like peaceful hippie chick.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, goth chicks can be peaceful.
But I honestly think most of those girls also don't care about basketball, so that may be not the crowd that runs down here.
True. I kind of wandered all over the place today.
And my wife is from Oregon, so, I mean, there's lovely women in Oregon.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You just have to dig through a bunch of not lovely ones to find.
Right, well, I think that's anywhere. There's always a few that are, you know, you just bring in the best, right?
Yeah.
Like you imported the best one from Oregon.
Top five for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I imported a top 40 Canadian, so, I meant four. A top four, I meant. So. Sorry, that slipped. 713-780-3776 if you wanted to text the show. So, but the scene here is pretty cool. And, I think it's a pretty good place for this to have a Final Four.
Yeah, Phoenix is a cool town for this type of stuff. You know, you were saying yesterday you think maybe the Super Bowl, it was a little bit too – the Super Bowl is too big for this place.
A little bit, yeah.
But, I don't know. I thought they did okay with the Super Bowl here, too. I didn't have any problems with it. And, you know, it has some of the same problems that Dallas has.
Everything's so spread out.
Everything's so far from the stadium that
it's kind of disappointing because, the baseball stadium and the basketball hockey arena are right next to each other.
Right.
And all that area – and, man, that area was just nuts last night because you had a preseason baseball game and a Suns game. But that area is really cool. And if you just had the stadium closer in, I think it would be – well, I guess the hockey stadium is in Glendale, so that's just the Suns play there.
Oh, the hockey – they don't play in the same stadium?
No, they don't, which is part of the problem. That's why they've had all kinds of issues here with the Coyotes is because they're out in Glendale. And it's that's the only negative to hear. You're right. It's just like Dallas. It's so spread out, and you don't have everything in one centralized location. And, man, this is – and even with people down here for the Final Four, I've – never seen a downtown with this few people in it with a major event going
on. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's a really clean downtown.
I mean, to be fair, the event doesn't start until Saturday.
Right,
so.
But usually by Friday.
Usually today is the day that they're starting to roll in.
Yeah. Although it's also a little bit later, and we're on earlier, and we're out earlier, so it may be that I'm just going to miss all the fun stuff.
Well, I'd also consider that, let's say you were going to fly out to the Final Four, watch your team play. More than likely, you would leave after work on Friday.
Yeah,
because you're about to be gone until Tuesday.
Right.
So you're not gonna take that Friday off. You're probably gonna, it's probably tougher to get away from work for that long.
I just remember downtown last year in Houston on Thursday was already packed.
Yeah.
So I think it's because people.
Well, Houston's packed in general.
I think that's part of it, and I think part of the so many people are based in Mesa or Tempe or Scottsdale.
And you mentioned the stadium, the football stadium, being out there in the middle of nowhere. They could have built that thing downtown.
There's room for this downtown to grow.
Yeah. But where they built it, that's where they were offering the best incentives and, giving them the most money giving them the most breaks to build there. So that's where they decided to build. And it's not always the best long-term answer, but it's...
Well, and if I were investing in anywhere other than... Well, I'm investing a lot in East Downtown right now in Houston. But if I were going to invest somewhere, I would definitely invest around downtown Phoenix because I just think they're about 15 years behind Houston in terms of downtown growth. And this place is still growing pretty big, and I think it's... there's plenty of room around here to put some cool stuff, and it'd be nice if the football stadium were down here, if all the sports stuff were down here, I think you'd see this downtown explode.
It's a good place, man. I like it here. I could see myself living in a town like this.
Yeah, and I'd want to be close to town, though. I wouldn't want to be out in one of the other places. Not that there's anything wrong with the Scottsdale or Tempe or any of those. They're all very similar, but I'd like to be down here. This is on my list. It's not... I mean, it's top five on my list, I would say.
Top five?
I'll go top ten. Back into the top five.
Okay.
So, because it's still behind Denver,
no doubt.
Behind Toronto for me. I don't know how many other places though before I could say, oh, absolutely, I would go here first.
San Diego,
La Jolla. I mean, that area, yeah. All right, before we go to break, got to tell you, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row is being brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take a risk on a dead battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides free battery testing. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck with free installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
ESPN 97.5.
Can't stop me from rapping, Kenny Hop.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Radio Row here in Phoenix. Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row being brought to you by Orkin. Basketball is a game of adjustments, and so is fighting pests. The Orkin Man creates a customized game plan for your home using the latest science. Visit Orkin.com. So it's 2:33 p.m., is that correct? Yeah. Did you see who signed with the Vikings today?
I did not.
Your boy Case Keenum.
Oh, boy.
Here they come.
Competition getting fierce.
obviously... Well, I don't think you're going to see Teddy Bridgewater this year.
I don't either.
So you're going in with Sam Bradford, and Case Keenum will be what he's supposed to be as a backup, and that's what he'll be.
Worst guys to have as a backup quarterback.
Yeah. So, good for him. Happy to see him have a job. Couple other things. I won't do a lot of golf stuff, but did you see the Phil Mickelson story?
No.
That maybe we should save this for RJ because he talks about this guy all the time, this Danny Walters.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Mickelson, or Billy Walters, excuse me, owed him nearly $2 million in gambling debts.
Oh, boy.
And now, I know the guy's made a ton of money, but even if your net worth is, let's see, 50, 60 million.
$2 million is still a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yeah. I'm curious what his net worth is now. But apparently that's that whole SEC scandal. He paid it back after Walters gave him some stock tips.
Oh, boy.
And made money, so he paid him back. But, dude, that's and he used to come out and talk about all his wins, and then I noticed he got real quiet about his betting. That's usually not a good sign.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text
poor
us.
Poor Phil.
Yeah.
Poor Phil.
And I don't know if you saw this. We didn't get to it yesterday, but Towles Hill's officially gone. Did you see?
I saw some pictures. It looks good. Like, it looks good from the pictures. Like, and I guess the new center field seating stuff looks pretty nice too.
Yeah, I got to see it on TV last night while I was sitting at the bar. It's like, really? That's this is what we get. But I saw people bitching about, oh, it used to be unique. Now it looks like every other park. I'm like, what? Every other park that has a train on the left field fence?
Yeah,
it looks like every other park that has that. Okay.
Yeah, we needed this this stupid hill.
So, rest in peace, Tiles Hill.
Yeah, you will be missed by people, apparently.
People don't like to see anything jerked around with.
Well, that's, Fred, it's like the Astrodome. That's what people come to Houston to see, Tiles Hill. They come to see the Astrodome, and then right after they see that, they're like, you know what we should go look at now? Tiles Hill.
Goodness gracious.
The
things people latch on to. Yeah, if people come to Houston, go to Houston to see anything, it's NASA.
Yeah.
It's NASA, right?
I don't think anybody's making like a special trip to Houston just for that. I mean.
No, it's one of those things that if you're here.
Right.
You say, oh, I got to go see NASA.
Yeah, it'd be a cool place to check.
And it's a cool thing to do. But these people, that whole Astrodome thing just drives me nuts. It's Houston's landmark. No.
That's what we're known for.
They said they put a Torchy's Tacos in center field.
Oh, yeah. That's good. So, that's a good sign.
Yeah. I think it will certainly be. I'm looking forward to getting out there. I'm gonna try to catch a game pretty early this year.
Outstanding.
So, and we'll talk a little bit Monday about baseball and do some predictions, and we'll also have Final Four. We'll have a championship game to talk about.
Yeah.
So. I think there's Cowboys news every day. Apparently,
or Cowboys not news. It's Texans Jerry, free agent signings.
Yeah, exactly. It's just Jerry making more news. He's basically come out and said that they're looking to trade out of the first round.
Okay.
So if you want to trade up and get yourself a quarterback, I'm sure Jerry will deal with you.
Okay.
If I were them, I'd get the best defensive player I could
find. That's what I would do, too. I don't know. I mean... Usually teams that are looking to trade out of the first round feel like they're pretty set, and I can't imagine the Cowboys feel like they're set on defense.
3-2 with a good question. Without that hill in center field, how will fans that run onto the field escape?
That is going to be difficult.
Well, how about this? Don't run on the damn field. Simple enough.
But that's what people come to do.
No, they get drunk. I've seen it happen where a guy has a bunch of drinks and says, I'm going to go on the field. And people around, don't do it. Then the cops tackle you. You wind up spending the night in jail. And they don't put the camera on you because they don't want to show you.
But everybody there knows that it happened.
Well, except the people who are standing in the beer lines. They don't know.
True. But then somebody,
the bathroom.
Their buddy will tell them when they get back.
Yeah, but they won't know it's a guy. They won't see him.
Unless he makes the escape. When you make the great escape, you get YouTube famous.
Yeah. How many have done that?
I think just one.
It's kind of like how many people have robbed a casino.
I think just
Ocean's
George
11,
George Clooney.
Right? Yeah, that's it. They're the only guys to get away with it. Towels Hill, the ninth wonder of the world.
Yeah. That's what they call it in baseball circles.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, feel free. We will we'll get to your text. We'll get to your tweets as well. That's probably the best way to reach us today because we it's impossible to take calls. Do you notice all these Naismith guys? They all have, like, little uniforms.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
They're all wearing, like, Naismith tops and then khaki shorts or skirts.
Yeah, there's a team of them.
Yeah.
There's a whole team there. I wonder if they're it's kind of weird because we're next to the coaching convention, which – well, two thoughts on that.
I can't go out there without someone trying to sell me something.
Right. That's the first thing. They're aggressive about it.
And it's like machines that keep track of how many shots you've made and missed and pass the ball to you. I'm like, no, I really don't need that machine.
No. So no, my team just I said my team just won Division II, so I don't need that. But my favorite part is listening to some of the you can't help but overhear some conversations. So, you know, I'm really looking to move up, coach, and I'd really like to work on your staff. And I know you got an opening. So you get a lot of that and a lot of how's your recruiting going?
Yeah.
And are you still married to that hot wife? No, I'm married to some other hot wife.
New hot wife.
Yeah, yeah, which is – coaches do have hot wives in general.
More often than not. That's what we should do. We should rank the coaches' wives hottest to least hot.
I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll have to do that.
Is that offensive, you think?
Who cares?
Yeah,
this is what we do on this show.
That's a good point.
We do whatever the hell we want.
Okay.
Let me ask you, are you offended?
No, it was my idea.
I'm not offended. Jong, are you offended? Apparently he's silent.
Jong's not listening to the show.
Okay, I can tell you what's happening. He's got his headphones off. Somebody's in there he's talking to and not paying any attention to the show.
No, yeah. I'm producing a lot of the content that we have currently.
Oh,
taking care of stuff. All right.
Yeah, all right. Okay, you're forgiven. But are you offended is the question.
Offended by what?
Us ranking the four Final Four wives.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think our listeners will be?
No, our listeners will not be.
Okay. I'm going to look them up during the break, and I'll give you a comprehensive list when we get back.
What about our female listeners? Will they be offended?
Nah, I don't care.
Well, I do. I appreciate all of our listeners of all shapes, sizes, and forms.
If we have female listeners that have stuck with us this long, they're not offended by stuff like that.
That's true. I think more
like there may be a new chick listening who we lose, but
yeah.
I mean, we can't do the show based on we might lose this new chick who just started listening.
Well,
she's probably listening with her boyfriend or her husband in the car anyway.
And those don't like
us. She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, the ones that like us, usually they're single and then they get a boyfriend and they leave.
They stop caring about the show.
Yeah. That's simple. All right. Somebody, what are the odds he was really playing solitaire? And, of course, it's a long story.
It's a long response.
Yeah. Okay. I have to tell you, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by Vonage Business. See why 3,000 companies a month are switching to modern and intuitive cloud communications from Vonage. Rethink the way business communicates at Vonage.com. Okay, so that's 331, 242, another one down. Okay. All right, what do I have here, John? Ah, well, I want to tell you about something that I like, and I'm going to talk to you about affordability, convenience, and quality, and that's Harry's in a nutshell. That's a triple crown. That's a trifecta. They have all three of those. And what Harry's did was they started their own, they built their own factory so they could build their own razors. They sell them directly to you over the internet. So you're saving money, and the blade quality is fantastic. And they upgraded their blades a few months ago. They were already really good, and now they're just as good as you can get. So you're saving money, you're getting quality, and how about the convenience of it being delivered right there to your mailbox? Well, that's what Harry's does. They're so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but it's only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's Harry's.com. Code Blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row. It's been brought to you by Coaches vs. Cancer. Westwood One and its partner stations around the nation are pleased to be teaming with Coaches vs. Cancer during the NCAA tournament and this Final Four weekend. Join the fight and Coaches vs. Cancer team today by texting CBC to 41444. You can also donate at coachesversuscancer.org. Every dollar counts.
I have bad news.
Yes.
We're not dealing with a strong field here.
No. There's a lot of 15 seeds in this group.
So I think if we start, should we start from four and move up to one?
Yeah, I think we should.
Listen, Roy Williams is an old man.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was a time.
And old men, and let's also consider he got married in 1973.
Yeah.
Before he was successful.
Right.
So there's something to be said about having a woman who was with you before the money, before
right.
before the success.
Right. That's kind of why I'm keeping mine right now.
And you've got two kinds of old men out there. You have old men who stick with that wife, and you have old men who eventually the success and the money are so extreme that you move on and you find a young,
right.
hot wife.
That's what you should do.
Probably doesn't love you nearly as much as that other wife did.
No, but she loves the nice cars and
right.
the big house.
And she's hot.
And she's hot, right.
Roy Williams is guy A. He kept the old wife. So he's had the same wife since 1973. He has not cosmetically altered her. It doesn't appear.
I might have invested in that.
I would think so. But, I mean, she's just an old lady.
Yeah, and so she's fourth.
She's fourth.
It's very clear. And, by the way, Tamara and Karina both say they're not offended.
Okay, so then we're good.
Yeah, that's two out of I don't know how many. That's enough.
So Wanda Williams comes in fourth place.
Yeah, just for being old.
Yeah. Third place for me, I think, is Frank Martin's wife.
Yeah, I actually had two and three close, but I agree with your ranking.
Okay. Anya Martin is her name.
Yeah.
And she is...
I'll tell you what, like about 10 years ago?
Oh, I'm sure.
She's probably number one on this list.
She might well have been.
Yeah, because I saw some photos of her from younger. And
see, that picture of her where she's younger, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But women, as they do, they age.
Right.
And Anya's aged.
Yeah, yeah, Frank's getting up there.
Good-looking lady.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say third in this
definitely,
in this poll.
Definitely a clear three.
All right. Then we're down, and oddly enough, we're down to the two guys coaching up in the Pacific Northwest.
Which is very strange because I think general woman, they would be third and fourth. But coaches' wives, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I will say this.
They look very much alike.
Yeah, and there's limited pictures of Marcy Few.
Yeah, she doesn't like the camera.
But I think maybe just because she's younger, I'm going to put Reva Altman 2 and Marcy Few number
one. See, I am going to flip-flop that.
Okay.
And put Reva number one, the tiebreaker being, for me, very healthy lungs on Reva.
That is the case.
Yeah, and Mrs. Few's a little skinny for me. You know, she's kind of got
she
that.
She is slight. Slight of build.
Very thin look. Not quite Calista Flockhart thin, but thin enough that, you know, not really interested.
Yeah.
So I will go the other way. Reva's a little more filled out. So I make her the one seed.
Yeah, I might do that too, the more I look at it. Marcy is a little frail for my taste.
Yeah.
She's also younger. It's tough.
Well, but if she's in her prime right now, just imagine what Reva looked like at that age.
That's true. So. You're right. You've convinced me. I'm going to go. I'm
Wow.
The committee has deemed that Reva is the one seed. So.
Jong, do you have any dissenting votes there?
I haven't seen the pictures yet.
Jong isn't looking these chicks up.
No, he's all doing work. It took all of like half a minute to Google the four of them. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. That's the number. I wonder how many of these things I have left. Well, if you want to get in on the text line. See, I have one, two. I'm almost to the end.
We're going to make it, dude.
Yeah. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. But so you got any big plans for tonight while you're here?
I am meeting some old friends from Austin who happen to live here now. And actually a guy I went to college with. And we're going to go get some Japanese food and drink some beer.
Sounds interesting.
That's the plan. And his wife.
See, all my Canadian friends and family have all gone back north. So they usually leave at the end of February.
Okay.
So I don't know anybody in town right now. And, yeah, oh, well. I'm not staying anyway. But
yeah, you're out of here.
I could have flown back tomorrow morning. But at this point, it's kind of like, I'd rather just get home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you did not have much fun on this trip.
I'm slowly. I think this is a huge change for me, AJ.
Did you go to the pizza place yesterday?
No, I never got to get there. I walked
you ate
by
a crappy
it.
Burger instead.
Yeah, well, I walked by it and it was really crowded. It was wrong time because right after our show ended, everybody was going to the baseball game or the Suns game, and it was just completely packed. And it would have been like a 40-minute wait, and it's like I'm not waiting 40 minutes for a pizza.
Yeah.
So I waited 10 minutes for a burger, and it was crap.
10 minutes for a burger greater than. Or less than 40 minutes for a good pizza?
10 minutes, because you know me. I don't like waiting for anything.
Yeah, I'll wait that 40 minutes.
The only like in Chicago, I'll wait 40 minutes for a pizza.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to. You have no choice.
There's a Lou Malnati's here, too.
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's where I would have gone. Is it in town? Or
I don't know where it is.
Probably out in Scottsdale or something.
It might be.
Doc wants to know, what is the proper response to your girlfriend totaling your truck?
Oh.
Well, is it her fault? First off,
well, I mean, if he's saying she totaled it,
yeah.
Then
well, I mean, maybe somebody else ran into her.
It's true.
Huh.
What's up on that deductible? Is what you say,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you? She probably. I mean, depending on where the relationship's at, that should be on her insurance.
Well, you would think. Yeah, that should be on hers. It just how mad do you get? Accidents happen. It's Houston, man. Now, if she were staring at her phone and crashed your truck, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're allowed to be a little bit pissed off over
that. If you were in the truck when it happened.
Right.
Then you can be really upset.
Yeah, maybe she did it on purpose.
Maybe so.
And then you can be angry. Otherwise, it's Houston. Everybody crashes at some point.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no way I would get mad at my wife for getting in a car wreck in Houston. I mean, look how often it happens.
Dude, I wrecked my wife's car the day after I bought it for her.
Yeah, so
like you get all these points, and then they're all gone instantly.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, well, you were like, you had done everything. You were the superstar, and then now, yeah,
bleep happens.
Yeah, Lamont said, "I'll take Barry Warner with you." All external noise, bleeding, and tough. That's just unfortunately, that's just a setup here. When you're doing one of these, there's going to be external noise. There's guys playing basketball about 40 feet away. There's a screamer like 5 feet away. But luckily, I think he's recorded a lot of stuff, so. We're not getting him.
I'd say it's probably a 15-minute Uber ride from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn it. You know what? Is it on the way to the airport?
No.
Oh, well. Because I'm going to have a little time here.
I mean, you're not going to have that much time.
No.
That's a 45-minute pizza.
Yeah, that's true. All right, one more of these. Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row has been brought to you by Caterpillar. Bring cat power wherever and whenever you need it with the new Cat RP Series portable power generators. Available now at cat.com/portable generators.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trial and hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard. Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less. from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. Or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.